Well, Dwayne, how are things in Alamogordo?
They are busier than ever. We got the New Mexico School for the Blind and Visually Impaired are going to be demolishing their San Andreas Administration building this week. They have the building pretty much gutted, and the asbestos abatement and the electrical done on the building to where it's all out of there, and they're going to do the gas and the water in the next couple of days, and they should be starting on the demolition at the end of the week.
There's a lot of progress going on at the New Mexico School for the Blind, isn't there?
Yes, they refurbished one of their buildings up front, the Linda Lyle Administration Building is now up and running. They've got all their people moved in. They're still moving other things in, but they refurbished that building, and they built a new building, education building, a couple of years ago, and are moving on to refurbish a few more buildings to bring the campus up to date and the building safe for students to go and learn in.
Well, that's good news for them, for the New Mexico School for the Blind and the Visually Impaired. Let's move on to tonight, a District 2, 4, and 6 candidate debate.
Yes, they're having that at the Republican Party of Otero County is hosting the city commission candidates for district. They were going to have the mayor candidates there, but that has been postponed due to some prior engagements that the candidates for mayor couldn't get out of. They had it scheduled, and then they realized that they couldn't make the debate. So they will have just the 2, 4, and 6 candidates and the incumbents for those seats as well debating tonight at 6 p.m. at the historic Sands Theater on New York Avenue.
Any ideas to what the topics are going to be discussed, or what are some of the issues that voters should be looking for their candidates to discuss?
One of the things in town is infrastructure, water, the roads that are in town, how they can attract new businesses, and the general issue with keeping the missions here from Holloman here in town. Those are pretty much the major issues right now.
Okay, let's move on to a very exciting story for Alamogordo and the nation, for that matter, and that is the NASA link between the space station and a school in Alamogordo.
Yes, on Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock, the Alamogordo High School will be hosting students. It's an event that's put on by the school district and the New Mexico Museum of Space History. And they're going to link to the International Space Station and be able to ask the astronauts up there various questions. There's going to be a group of teams from one team will be from the high school. Another one will be from Holloman Middle, Chaparral, Mountain View, and Academy del Sol. And they will have questions that they're going to ask the astronauts.
Isn't there an astronaut up in space right now, Danny Olivas, who is from the area, from El Paso?
He is an astronaut. Yes, he's a native of El Paso, and he will be the guest speaker at the event.
That's great for the kids of Alamogordo and the surrounding schools that are going to be participating. And I'm pretty sure you're going to be covering it and reporting all about it.
Yes, we will be covering it, and we will have a live stream from it as well on our Facebook page.
Okay, Dwayne, we'll talk to you next week, sir.
All right, thank you.